This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Traditional revenue sources for public media and really the media at large are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate. The day the pound got pounded. I'm David Brancaccio. There's anxiety in global markets today. Some of this is the Federal Reserve and other central banks raising interest rates, talking tough on inflation, and fostering talk of recession ahead. With this, money is coming into assets listed in U.S. dollars, and that batters other currencies. The euro fell to a 20-year low versus the dollar today, and the value of the British pound hit a record low overnight. Britain is a special case where the new conservative government there is embarking on a spree of borrowing to cut taxes. Marketplace's Nova Safo reports.
The government of Britain's newly installed Prime Minister, Liz Truss, unveiled a plan for tax cuts combined with more government spending and borrowing. The plan was likened to the trickle-down economics philosophy of the Margaret Thatcher era. Over the weekend, Truss defended her plan on CNN.
The UK has one of the lowest levels of debt in the G7, but we have one of the highest levels of taxes.
Truss said she wants to incentivize businesses to invest. The cost for Truss's plan will be high. Britain's government will borrow to pay for tens of billions of dollars in aid to households and businesses dealing with skyrocketing energy bills. The government will also have to borrow to pay for tax cuts. Julia Coronado is president of Macro Policy Perspectives.
The currency is the canary in the coal mine. It's a vote of no confidence. So when you try to issue debt to finance your tax cuts, that's going to be problematic.
Coronado says increased government spending could also worsen Britain's inflation, now at almost 10%. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Now, the markets did not like all the tough talk from the U.S. Federal Reserve last week, and stocks plummeted last week, although there's some turnaround this morning. We'll get to that. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
The S&P 500 is down 23% overall this year, according to Google Finance. Oxford Economics estimates that plummeting stock and bond prices sliced more than $6 trillion off of households' net worth in the second quarter of this year. The problem last week? A very tough message from Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell after the Fed voted to raise interest rates another 0.75 percentage point. Interest rate increases tend to hit tech stocks especially hard because borrowing becomes more expensive for startups. But that is the point. The Fed is raising interest rates to make it more expensive for companies and consumers to borrow. The idea is to slow demand, cool off the economy, and beat back inflation. On Friday, we'll get a look at one of the Fed's favorite measures of inflation. Fed Chair Powell says the Fed needs clear evidence that inflation is falling before it'll ease up on rate hikes. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Traditional revenue sources for public media and really the media at large are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's a speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
TikTok, short videos, fiendishly addictive. It took just 5 years for TikTok to hit 1 billion users worldwide. Now, one Google official said this summer that 40% of 18 to 24-year-olds use TikTok instead of Google to search, for example, where to go to lunch. TikTok's social media rivals want part of this audience back. Here's Marketplace's Sabri Benishore talking with Sarah Fisher, a media reporter at the publication Axios.
So we know TikTok's growth is objectively massive, but can you give us a sense of how much of a threat TikTok has become to other big social media companies?
Yeah, so most social media companies make money on advertising, and in particular, they make money on what's called direct response advertising. And what TikTok has done masterfully is they've been able to build a really compelling user base, over 1 billion people worldwide, but also a really compelling pitch to direct response advertisers who are looking to sell stuff. And that started to create a really big competitive threat to companies like Snapchat, like Meta, who sell the same types of ads that TikTok does.
Mm. Other social media companies have been trying to compete, trying to keep up. Instagram had Reels. That kind of didn't go super well. YouTube is sharing more ad revenue. Are these efforts effective?
They're trying to be. Everyone's trying to create this type of TikTok magic, but the challenge that they're facing is they don't have a first comer's advantage. And really the thing to watch is it's not that they're necessarily competing with TikTok because they think TikTok is not going to be the dominant player forever. It's because there's so much regulatory pressure against TikTok. Realistically, there could be one day a challenge to their existence in the U.S., if regulators think that they continue to be a national security threat. And so what they're actually building is what could be the replacement.
Oh, wow. You know, we've been talking about this ongoing battle to attract users, but what exactly is at stake here in terms of revenue?
Sure. So the global advertising market is expected to hit about $1 trillion by 2025. And a majority of that is going to be digital ad revenue. Now, obviously, the United States is by far the biggest ad market in the entire world. And so to attract ad revenue there, they put a ton of money into marketing in this country. And ironically, they spend a lot of money marketing on their rival platforms. And so what's at stake? It's not just billions of dollars in ad revenue, but it's many billions of dollars, possibly trillions of dollars in market cap for the way that Wall Street values these companies, based off of their ability to grow mobile ad revenue that TikTok is now starting to dominate.
Sarah Fisher is media reporter at Axios. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And first there was December shopping, then there was circa Thanksgiving. Now Amazon is adding 2 new days of special deals for its Prime subscribers, October 11th and 12th, are the new quote-unquote Prime days, as the online giant tries to get an earlier crack at consumers who are saddled with inflation and higher interest rate credit cards, seen as less likely to spend this holiday season. It's the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.